Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Nuts. Good morning. Today, our adventure in creation will be to learn more about God's wonderful nuts. Genesis 43:11. Put some of the best products of the land, some pistachio nuts and almonds. So as we continue our wonderful adventure in North Carolina during the fall season, we might walk on a trail and see acorns, buckeyes, chestnuts, or even beech nuts under their trees. But nature's fruit. Nuts are fruit. I know that doesn't seem possible, but they are. They are a fruit composed of a hard shell you cannot eat and a seed which is usually edible. A wide variety of dried seeds are called nuts. But in the plant world, nut implies that the shell does not open to let go of the seed. Most seeds come from fruit that trees themselves from the shells, such as hazelnuts, chestnuts, and acorns. They have those hard shell walls. Almonds, pecans, pistachios, walnuts, and Brazil nuts have hard walls with an edible kernel. They are all very nutritional food sources for man and for animals. Nuts are found on trees with leaves, which are deciduous, and shrubs. Nuts coming from a tree are called tree nuts. Many animals depend on nuts in their diets. Have you ever watched squirrels or chipmunks after the acorns fall off of the oak trees? There are so many busy picking those nuts up in their mouths to hide them, and they do not stop. Deer and black bear, bunnies, all eat nuts in the fall. Wild turkey, woodpeckers, ruffed grouse, and wood ducks also love nuts. The acorn woodpecker actually stashes nuts in the trees for later use in cold weather. Native nut trees adapt to the soil, rain, and temperature conditions. Many animals have large cheeks, like chipmunks. They put their fill of nuts in their mouths because of large, stretchy cheeks, and they look so funny when they're stuffed them full with nuts and run to hide them. In learning more about nuts, I found that even crocodiles and snakes eat nuts, mice with strong teeth, as well as hamsters also. When animals are fed nuts, they should not have sugar and salt on them. They should only eat raw nuts for their digestive systems. Thank you, God, for your nuts. So many animals in your creation love them and depend on them. People are so thankful for them, too, and their good nutrition. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.